producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, it is Martin Luther King Day. His birthday was actually Friday, but Martin Luther King is part of the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. And this is, it's the third Monday in January. So for those of you who are curious about how come it wasn't on Friday? That's the reason. All right, so we had Manny that I'd love to say we gave the day off because it's Martin Luther King Day, but that is not the case. He's just going to his other job.
He's working even harder, actually.
I know, which I think I said, look, Manny, if it were up to me, I'd give you the day off. So,
yeah,
but Shane is joining us. So this is good. So we're talking, Shane, about words that should be banned.
Yeah.
And I was told that I used basically much too much. So anytime I say basically, you're allowed to bleep me.
All right.
And I was saying that I have, having watched the Golden Globes last weekend, and then I watched the Critics' Choice last night,
yep,
and how much bleeping goes on.
Oh yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
But I was very proud of some of my colleagues' choices, because I voted on Thursday, which was
okay.
And the awards were less. I thought the show, to be quite honest, stunk. I thought it would, the MC was terrible.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
But, oh, you watched as well, huh?
I did, and I just thought, yeah, it was.
He was awful.
Yeah, yep, I agree, yep.
I think he's Gervais' wannabe, and I thought it was crude and rude, and it wasn't funny, and it took too long, and it was stupid and childish. And I thought combining movies and television was a dreadful mistake. Because they're different audiences, and it just made the show very long and very uninvolving. But I loved that my favorite movie was named Best Movie of the Year, which was The Big Short. And I thought Amy Schumer was fun to watch. Judd Apatow was completely rude, but fun and funny. And I thought the kid who won for Room was wonderful. And Brie Larson won for that as well. This is a good year for movies. So
it really was.
And Matt Damon didn't get anything on this particular one, but he got Golden Globe, and he's still certainly in contention for the Oscars. Although the momentum seems to have shifted to Leo, who is certainly a very good actor. I just didn't like The Revenant. I didn't think it was as good a movie as Marcia. I didn't think it was as smart. I didn't think it was as enjoyable. I thought it was really a one-note movie. But I guess if you wrestle with a bear, that you get nominated. All right. So that's what I plan to do, is wrestle with a bear.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, and be buried. And Tom Hardy did very well. The other thing, Fury Road. Mad Max did very well in special, and I think it was nominated for the most, and I think it may have won the most awards. So, but I was disappointed in the show. I watched it with several of my neighbors, and it was sort of embarrassing. So, oh well. All right, 855-9. Oh dear. All right, so let's go back. Do you have? I will give you an opportunity as well to say, are there any words that you would ban from common usage?
Well, I notice a lot of the people on the Facebook are, you know, pointing out words that really aren't words, and I'm sure you guys have probably talked about a lot of those already.
But we haven't gotten to some of them yet,
so okay.
maybe you may be ahead of us in your perception. So,
sure. But, well, I always hate it when people, you know, think they hear one word, but it's actually another word. Like, occasionally you'll hear people call the library, and things like that. So.
Oh, you mean, Ebonics, mispronunciation.
Pretty much.
Well,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I got to tell you, I agree with you. I think that it brands you as not being very smart when you do it, even if you are smart.
Right.
And so when I do seminars on job applications and interviews and stuff like that, I'm very careful about that. But spell check, I think, is the bane of my existence. It will change, and not only will it change a word to a word you didn't mean, but sometimes it changes the meaning completely.
Right, or even the whole phrase.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't pay real close attention.
Pay attention when your spell check is running amok like that. You got
right,
it.
Right.
All right. So, so you're saying mispronunciation?
Yeah, those are.
You know, I asked him to stop. Is not and nuclear? No.
Yeah. Nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We had a president who did that, didn't we? All right, so let's go back to our ban, please. And folks, understand that you are allowed to call in with any of these words. Maybe somebody who called up last hour and said, well, where is this on Facebook? I can't find it. I want to add some stuff. So,
nice.
you're always allowed to add it in person as well.
Yep.
All right, 855-993-7569. Let's go back to words that when we say ban, we're kind of more talking tongue-in-cheek. I assume that nobody is actually suggesting that the word basically or absolutely be banned.
Yep.
They're just saying that I should stop saying basically, and I will try and do that.
Right. So Auntie Erica says irregardless. That's another one of those.
It's regardless.
Yeah, made up words. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. As opposed to inflammable, as opposed to flammable.
Right.
People, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are always fun, too, where people just add a...
A syllable or something. Yeah, right. Why not? Yeah, okay.
Right.
Whatever. Well, I'll tell you one that I misunderstood, which was innervating. I thought innervating meant it made you, like, energized, and that isn't what it means at all. It's the opposite.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar with
something
that word.
Something that innervated is sort of sodden and doesn't move very well, stolid. Yeah.
Oh.
I misused that one once. Oh, yeah. That was great.
Nice. Let's see. Patricia says utilize because 99% of the people use it wrong. She says use is a simpler word and makes 99% and works 99% of the time.
Hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, to use the 50-cent word when a 5-cent word will do just perfect.
Right. Yeah, that's.
And if you're talking about Twitter, it only uses 3 letters as opposed to, what was that, 6?
Yeah, right.
Utilize.
Exactly.
Yeah. And 7.
Good point. Good point.
There you go.
Think of the Twitter aspect of it.
Yeah, oh yeah. When they go into the little red part.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Apparently they still send it. So I don't understand exactly what that.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, they would not. You could not send more than those number of spaces.
Right.
But now it just tells you you blew it, but they'll send it anyway.
But it'll still send it. Yeah, right. There must be like a gray zone there somewhere where you get a certain extra
maybe
bonus number.
Maybe, yeah, or plus or minus. And they probably come to your house and slap you.
There you go.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Irene says, no problem. Instead of thanking you, makes me nuts. So
that's a good point. When somebody says thank you, you say no problem as opposed to you're welcome, which works just beautifully.
Yeah.
You know, I think part of it is an attempt to be hip and to be ironic and to be cool.
Sure. I catch myself saying no sweat a lot to people, which is the same thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, and no worries, which is I found myself doing it.
Yeah.
And what it means is, you know, don't sweat it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, exactly.
No problemo, dude.
Liz says, just the phrase, how does that make you feel? She says, in the end, it really doesn't matter. Well.
It sounds like there's a certain amount of psychobabble going on there.
Yep.
But asking about people's feelings is it shows at least a concern. I hear what you're saying, but that there's something vaguely manipulative about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I didn't think of that. I mean, it kind of does. Maybe say that you're overstepping your bounds a little bit.
Well, it says I'm in charge.
Right.
And I'm probing, and I probably already know how you feel. I just want you to take responsibility for it.
Right.
So I hear, but that sounds like somebody who's not having a very happy or successful therapeutic experience. To be quite honest.
Right.
Oops, one of my colleagues is going to get called on the carpet for that.
All right, and Amy says, my bad. She says it's annoying, and I cringe every time I hear it.
Well, there you go. All right, cringe away. All right, so that's a little loud, Shane. I think somebody just said that when they listen to the podcast, we blow their little ears off.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. It's basically Dr. Joy Brown. I did it on purpose.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's Martin Luther King Day, and Martin Luther King was celebrated during his relatively short life. He was assassinated at 39. I don't think I realized he was quite as young as he was.
He was such a wise man, I think, that we all expect him to be older.
Yeah, he had a certain gravitas to him. He was a great orator, and he had certainly a vision. He had a dream, and he used words so beautifully. So it seems somehow vaguely appropriate that we're talking about words And when we say banned, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek that we're not going to go around and slap duct tape over your mouth if you use any of these words. Or at least that's not the plan. However, plans change. And if you have something else you want to talk about, look, if you have something you want to talk about with me, please do not wait till the last 3 minutes of the program.
I beg of you.
All right, so begging, and I'm never allowed to say basically again, I'm not going to switch over to fundamentally. Which some when the person who said well say use rather than utilize is not say why don't you say basically rather than fundamentally, it's fewer light. But no, I was called to the carpet on for basically.
That's right.
All right. You can see a little thin skin today. All righty, so let's go and hear some other words. You guys are doing, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. I'll put up something that I think is relatively trivial, and you guys
and
come up with fantastic responses.
So. Right. Well, here's one that it actually kind of goes with your basically. How about effectively?
Well, I mean, how would you misuse effectively?
Yeah,
it seems to me that,
that
something being effective is a very specific concept.
Right.
It means that it actually works. I suppose you could say workable. But effective seems to me to have a certain element of efficiency in it as well.
Right, right. Yeah, that one doesn't do too much for me, actually. But
I'm trying to. I don't know that effectively is overused, but I hear. It would be nice to know what your complaint with that is. It presumably is overused.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Let's see here. My browser just closed out on me here.
Oh no!
Sorry. I'm trying to pull it back up.
Yes, it's something. The only thing that I can think about thinking about effectively is that when people say. It effectively does this, which means that it doesn't seem to, but this is, it's sort of the underlying. It's sort of what we refer to in psychology as the subtext woo-woo.
Right, right, sure. Let's
all right,
see.
Did you get your browser back?
Yeah, I did. Now I'm trying to scroll through and find the goofy post here.
Maybe I should print this out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, well, we normally do, actually. We normally put these on a list, and I'm not sure why they didn't do that.
Well, I think we should go back to the list.
Yeah, right.
Because our computers are just not reliable.
I know. It's getting worse and worse
every
day. And
I get to shuck and jive while you guys find it. So,
yeah.
All right.
Let's see. No, of course, Facebook wants to hide it on me or something here, too. Darn it, darn it, darn it. Sorry about this, Joy.
Right. So we talked about effectively. Again, I guess... It's again, one of those words that on face value seems to me to be a very specific word. But I've heard like an effective APR, for example, which means it's not what it appears to be. So maybe that's it. I'm not clear why that word would be offensive to somebody, but it clearly is. Folks, if you're going to put something in that... I mean, I get that it bothers you, but if you could be a bit more specific about why, that will help those of us who think, huh, I don't get that one.
Yeah, and usually we will put on the kind of comment up there, you know, tell us what you think and why. And
it does say that.
Yep, exactly.
We do have the why.
Yep.
You folks are perfectly willing to ignore the why, but the why is usually the most fun part, right? You got it, Shane? No.
No, I'm sorry. The way they have Facebook set up nowadays is just ridiculous.
Well, keep looking for it.
Yeah,
I'll talk.
Yeah, sure.
You look for it.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, and I think, guys, what we really need to do is start printing these out so this doesn't happen.
Right.
It happens often enough. Apparently, there is, in Michigan, you can now buy gas that's less than a dollar a gallon. Who thought that would ever come back? And the richest 1%... in the world is now wealthier than the rest of the world. Well, we figured that. So the rich are getting rich and the poor are getting poor. And my favorite story is a live shark found in a Florida condo swimming pool.
What?
Now, one have to assume only one of two things could happen here. Either remember the concept of jumping the shark, which is used
on a television
show when they do something stupid, or that somebody put a live shark in the pool. Which means that there's probably some disgruntled condo member somewhere.
Or at least somebody with a really bad sense of humor, right? Yeah.
Very bad sense of humor. And presumably, I mean, most swimming pools aren't that big or that murky. So before you stuck your little toe in, presumably you'd see the shark. supposedly sharks are much more afraid of people than people are of sharks. That they are, well, they have a very bad reputation.
Yeah,
that they're not. There's the so dolphins apparently are much more dangerous.
There's so many animals that we're told that with, though, and I still wouldn't want to come across them.
No, it's not. Yeah, not. They swim certainly a lot better than we do.
Yeah.
I just read a really cool book by Jody Picoult called Lone Wolf, which is about wolves. It's about a family, but it's about wolves, and it's wonderful. If you haven't read it, it's worth finding and reading.
Right, what
you
was
got
that one
it,
called?
Shane?
I can't find this thing on the page. Do you know when you guys did this? Joy, how long ago the thing was posted?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Probably a week or so ago.
Oh, okay.
It was there.
Okay, all right. That narrows it down.
Shane, don't talk until you find it, all right?
All right.
I will do the show. You
sure.
Find the thing.
Sure, you
this
bet.
This is kind of a problem.
All right, sure.
All righty. So, folks, here's the deal. We put stuff. Facebook has now, in its wisdom, decided to post things that they'll show upgrades. They'll show new additions, but they don't necessarily. And because we do things that are sometimes we put it up for a while and we let it marinate, and sometimes we just have a lot of calls, so we don't put stuff up. So that's why he's having trouble with it. But it does certainly slow things down, and we had it there for a while, so we're now trying to find it again. I apologize. All righty. Bentley Motors Limited. So those of you who have Bentleys, you should be having a celebration today in 1919. So that's...
Yay, found it.
Oh, good.
All right.
So it was about a week ago, right?
Yeah, it was. Yep, I was looking too far back there. Because
okay, let's just do it.
The other thing that Facebook does, and this is going to be my gripe here, is that they block out certain sections of time, so you can't just easily look at those.
Okay, well,
but anyways,
let's get back to it.
All right. Impactful. Glynis says impactful. Drives me crazy, not a word.
Yeah, it just impacts something.
Yeah,
impactful is taking a noun and turning it into a gerund, which doesn't actually exist.
Sure. And then she actually follows it up with another one, functionality.
Functional work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we have this tendency to add extra syllables, don't we?
Yeah, she says that, she puts like e.g. musicality, commonality, all these kind of things.
Well, commonality, I think, is a word.
Oh, yeah. And musicality is as well, but yeah. Yeah.
But they're words that probably, again, they're using 50-cent words where a 5-cent word will do much better. All righty, 855. Sure, now we take a break. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I am so nervous, but...
No. Take a deep breath. You'll be fine. I promise I'll help you.
Okay. So, I have... My daughter, she's 34. She's my second, my middle daughter.
Okay.
And she said so disrespectful things to me that hurt me so bad, and I can't get over it. She called me a nasty word. She called me a lion mother F, you know. For no reason. She thought that I had said something to my pastor about her, and I said, no, Angel, I haven't said her name is Angel. Oh, God, I hope she's not listening. And I told her, I said, I haven't said anything to him. I said, why would you think I would say something to him about you? She said, oh, you a lying MF. You a lying MF. I said, Angel, stop saying that. You know, if you're drinking, don't let the liquor take over your mouth.
Let me stop you for just a minute.
Okay.
How recent was this, Lisa?
Oh, my God. This is like, had it been September?
Okay.
Yeah.
Does your daughter live with you?
No, she don't live with me, no.
What, does she have a drinking problem?
No, no, they're young. She's not young, but, you know, they like to hook it up a little bit, yeah.
Is she single or married?
Well, you know, this is the thing. She was going through a divorce. And at the time of her divorce, I don't know, and then she had a miscarriage, but it wasn't her husband's child. So I think she thought that I was going around, you know, talking about her. And I told her I would never talk about her. I would never do that to you. You know, that's, you know, really right. What you do is your own business. So she's
did you, well, let me stop you for just a minute. Did you say anything to anybody? Did you say anything to either of her sibs or to an aunt or a grandmother or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep. She told me she was pregnant. Okay. I said, okay. She said, well, Mom, don't tell nobody right now. I want to wait till I'm 15 weeks. I said, okay. So I was talking to my sister, and she said, my daughter's pregnant. I said, oh, is she really? She said, yeah. And I said, so, well, that'd be nice. I said, that's nice. I said, but I have news, too. I said, excuse me. I said, well, my...
Lisa, what happened?
So she told my daughter. Okay, she told my daughter everything I told her.
Darling.
I know. I was wrong.
Yeah, and that's what you have to go back. Because, listen, it's whenever anybody says to you, this goes for everybody, not just you, Lisa. Whenever anybody says, can you keep a secret? The answer is, no, I can't. I'm a blabbermouth.
Right.
For two reasons. First of all, because sometimes we have the best intentions in the world. We really wanted to keep that confidence. But we get caught unawares. Sometimes we're just, it just burbles out. But bottom line is, who wants that responsibility? You'd never want to be a secret keeper if you can possibly avoid it.
Right.
So, my dear, you're going to have to, unfortunately, your daughter's language certainly leaves a great deal to be desired. But bottom line is, you blabbed, and probably somebody that you blabbed to went to the pastor. And that's so
No. She don't go to my church. She told Angel that, you know, everything we did on the phone together. She didn't go to my pastor. No,
but obviously Angel thought that somebody blabbed to the pastor, and it may have been.
No.
It may not have been your sister.
No.
Who you blabbed to is not the relevant issue. That you blabbed is the relevant issue. So you're going to have to go to your daughter and say, listen.
I did. I made up for that.
What did you do?
I talked to her face-to-face. We work out together.
Wait. Slowly. When was this? When did you go back to her?
Oh, I went back to her, and it was, okay, she lost the baby back in January of last year, of 2015. I talked to her right after, you know.
So we're talking about something that happened a year and a half ago?
No, this is two things. You asked me, did I blab? And I was trying to tell you that I blabbed about her baby being pregnant. But her calling me names has nothing to do with the baby or anything. She thought I had went to the pastor and was talking about her through the pastor. And I told her I didn't see
anything. Why did she think that?
Because my pastor came to her one day and said, oh, your mom told me to give you a whooping, you know, and just joking. And I he said, he told her, when she got back, she went on vacation. It's a long story. She went on vacation. She got back from vacation. I said, well, when you get back from vacation, we're going to go to the pastor, and we're going to ask him, what did I say to him? Okay, she got back. She got back when I was at church. She came to church, and I said, so when service is over with Angel, we're going to go talk to the pastor. So she's like, she started yelling and screaming. I said, no, you don't have to get like this. I said, nah, we're going to get the end of this. We're going to figure this out.
Did you tell her? Did you say anything to the pastor? I mean, the pastor's saying your mom told you.
He jokes. He's a joke. We're really close church people, right?
And well, I think your pastor, you need to go to your pastor. I mean, if...
We did.
What did the pastor say?
I said, Pastor Robinson, you're going to have to go out there and talk to her. He goes, no, I'm not going to talk to her now. he went outside, he talked to her, and he told her, he said, I was just joking. Your mom ain't told me nothing, y'all. I haven't talked to your mom about
nothing. She's not going to believe it. That's the problem.
She did believe it. Then she
so what's the problem?
I'm hurt because she lied and said I did all this stuff, and she called
Lisa, me. Lisa, darling. You got to let it go because the pastor made a dreadful mistake. He should have better sense than that. I mean, so because understand that the context is that you blabbed a year before that. So when the pastor said, your mom says I should give you a whooping, what Angel assumed is you'd blabbed again. And
yeah,
unfortunately...
Yeah.
That you created that situation. Now, for her distrusting you. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the pastor. I mean, it was a dumb move. But you know, dumb is not illegal. If dumb was illegal, the jails would be overflowing and we'd all be in jail. So, but unfortunately, the context was that you blabbed before, so you blabbed again. And unfortunately, the pastor's comment gave additional credibility to that assumption on her part. She was certainly out of line in her language. But at this moment, saying, I'm hurt, I'm going to carry a grudge about this, is inappropriate. She was wrong, pastor was wrong, but unfortunately, this whole nasty mess got precipitated by... Dun, dun, dun. You.
Yes, me.
So what you're going to do is you're going to remind yourself that two wrongs don't make a right, that she was out of control, that the two of you need to make peace about this. And you could say to her, pardon me?
I'm trying to.
How did you make peace by saying she was disrespectful?
I just, you know, she told me she's pregnant again. So I said, oh, okay. And then
honey, listen, so what you need to do is, who was she pregnant by?
I haven't met him yet. She won't bring him around.
Okay, here's what you're going to do.
She was pregnant. She didn't even tell me she was pregnant. I had a dream that she was pregnant because I was giving away some baby clothes that my girlfriend had gave me, and I had this dream like somebody
right,
in my
Lisa,
dream was saying,
Lisa, have you ever had an easy relationship with this daughter? Has it ever been really easy?
Yes. I have three girls, and we're just close.
No, I'm talking about this. I'm talking about your middle child. I'm talking about Angel.
It's been a difficult one because, you know, she's using my granddaughter as a pawn.
No, that isn't why. The reason it's difficult is because your oldest daughter was your firstborn and is the one who does really well in school and is the one.
I hear you say that.
And your baby daughter, your youngest daughter, is the one that was really cute and sweet. Your middle daughter, understand, how many years are there between your middle daughter and your youngest daughter?
4 years.
Okay. For 4 years, Angel was the baby. Angel was the angel. She couldn't be as smart or as sophisticated or as coordinated or as successful as her big sister for two reasons. First of all, her big sister is 4 years older, and second of all, first children tend to be like that. But for 4 years, Angel got to be everybody's favorite little baby girl, and she was cute, and then her sister came along. So Angel has figured out, because that's what middle children do, she can't be as smart and as sophisticated as their older sister. She can't be as cute and cuddly. So she will be the pot stirrer. She will be the one who creates problems. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis.
business. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On this Martin Luther King Day, we're talking with Lisa, who's got three daughters, and one of her daughters was not very respectful of her mom and using some fairly unpleasant language, to say the least. And so, Lisa, what's the status of your relationship with your daughter today?
Well, so I just see her at church, and then after church we go to lunch, and then that's it. I don't see her till, you know, Sunday again, you know. I'm trying to pick the phone up to talk to her, but I can't. It's just like,
Look, you just need to remind yourself that, first of all, she's going to be the pastor in the family. And yeah. Let me tell you from her point of view, all right? From Angel's point of view, you don't love her as much as you love your other two daughters. Now, you know and I know that's not true.
She may be more irritating, and she may be the most like you of all three of the girls, which doesn't make it easier, believe it or not, that she feels that you love your oldest daughter because she's perfect. She feels that you love your youngest daughter because she's the baby, and she feels that you don't love her. So if you look at from that point of view, when she says terrible things to you, what she's really saying, not, I don't love you, Mom, but you don't love me, and if you don't love me, I'm not going to love you back. So this
she knows
is,
I love her, Dr. Joy. She honey, knows I love her.
But maybe deep down, but she really feels that you love your other two daughters better. And if you can think about that for a moment, and do you have brothers and sisters, Lisa?
I do. I have five sisters.
Which number are you?
I'm the second oldest.
Okay. Is there times where you feel that your mom likes your older sister better and your youngest sister is the baby? And I mean, there are lots of you, so you're actually not...
Yeah.
I mean, all right. So look, And it feels terrible. It feels terrible that you may feel... All right, so understand that she let her mouth run off. But she was hurt, and as far as she was concerned, this was just one more example of the fact that you don't love her.
So we forgave each other from that. So we forgave each other.
Well, you haven't forgiven her. You haven't forgiven her.
I'm talking about from what I said to I told my sister. We forgave each other.
But Lisa, you have not forgiven her for what she said to you. That's what you're telling me.
Dr. Joy,
she forgave you. You didn't forgive her.
But she told my husband that she didn't forgive me. She told my husband...
Lisa, I just told you that as well. You could argue with both of us, but all we're telling you is that she's hurt. And when people are hurt, they respond in one of two ways. They either sort of cry at a ball and sulk, or they lash out. Your middle child lashes out. She shouldn't have done it. She was wrong. But you haven't forgiven her for it. So what would it take for you to let this go? What could she do that would let it go, that would make you let? Because I'm sure she's already apologized.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't. I want to sit down and talk to her. She's avoiding.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. All right. If you're going to sit down and talk with her, pretend I'm Angel. What do you want to say to me?
I want to say, Angel, you disrespected me. And
all right, let me tell you what she's going to say.
I didn't do anything to you.
Lisa, let me tell you what she's going to say. She's going to say, well, you disrespected me when I told you not to tell anybody and you told your sister. Then you've got an argument going again. You've got the same damn war going all over again. So let's not do that.
Okay.
All right, so I'm Angel. Is there something you can say that says, listen, you and I love each other, but sometimes we don't like each other, or sometimes we're not very nice to each other. Let's make a New Year's resolution. Let's make a Martin Luther King Day resolution that we are going to be nonviolent with one another, that we have a dream for each other, that we're going to be best friends, that we're going to love each other, and if one of us inadvertently hurts the other one's feelings, we're not going to go to war about it. We're going to be nonviolent. We're going to say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Let's see what we can do to repair this. Because, honey, if you go back to her and say, you disrespected me, I guarantee you what she's going to say. Well, as you disrespected me first, Mom. And then where are you? You're right back where you were. You don't want to be there.
Yeah. And that's what she said. You know.
I know. So, Lisa.
She said it to me, though. She said it to my husband.
Lisa. Come on. This is your opportunity to show your daughter how to be loving, forgiving, and let stuff go. This is your opportunity by showing her how to do it. Because I know the two of you love each other. You're probably, she's probably most like you of your three daughters. So the things that you don't like about yourself, you don't like about her either. And you don't like the fact that she went to your husband about it any more than she likes that you went to your sister about it.
That's fine. I had no problem with it because she talked to him. You know, she won't talk to me. She'll yell and scream.
All right, Lisa, you're going to go to her. You're going to make the overture, and you're going to say, let's go out for lunch. And you're not even going to mention this, because if you mention this, you're going to start the war again. What is something the two of you can do together that would be really fun?
Well, No, Dr. Joy, we did everything together, so we used to work out together.
I know. So how about working out? How far pregnant is she?
She's still in her first trimester, so she lost the first day. We said I don't want her to do anything right
okay.
now.
Okay. How about taking a walk together? How about, have you seen Star Wars?
Well, no, I don't like Star Wars. But, Dr. Joy, we can't walk. It's too cold here.
Okay. Where are you?
Minnesota.
How cold is it?
Oh, boy. It's
very cold, huh?
Yes.
Wind chill factor. All right. How about going, I'm trying to think, how about, do both of you like movies?
Yes, you know, we like movies, but
I'm trying to think what movie.
How can we talk in a movie theater?
Well, but you're not going to talk. Good point. You're not going to talk in the movie theater. What you're going to do is have lunch together, go to a movie together, and just be around each other. Talking right now is not going to work because what you want to talk about, you want to go back and rehash this, and that's going to get you right back in the soup. You don't want to be in that soup. All you need to do is be around each other and be nice to each other. And this will heal. The two of you do love each other. She's been your daughter for 35 years. This will heal if you'll let it heal. But you got to let it go.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can let it go, but it's just so...
Wait. You said... When somebody says but, what they mean is pay no attention to anything I said before but.
Yeah.
All right? Right? So look, what could you do for yourself? What special thing could you do for yourself today as a gift for letting this go from you to you?
I don't know.
Well, let's figure out something. Is there a book that you've wanted to read that maybe you could buy, or a DVD that you could order on Netflix? I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. I want you to think of a gift you could give yourself. Doesn't have to be expensive. That you could give yourself, and you and I are going to talk tomorrow. I'm going to put you on with Shane, and you and I are going to talk tomorrow because I want you to give yourself a gift so you can be generous to your daughter, right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.